Today I'm joined with Sydney-based artist Lisa Corrette, whose exhibition Uncanny Archives is making its debut at the ArtSite Galleries. Lisa's work investigates how the home is intrinsically tied to the past and present as memory informs individual perceptions of place. Thank you for joining me, Lisa. So
thanks.
This is your first solo show. How exciting. How long have you been working on this, and how does it feel to for it to finally come out?
Yeah, so it was about a year-long process. So it's really exciting for it to kind of all come together, and to have the solo opening last night was really exciting. There was lots of people from the community there to support me, so that was really beautiful.
It was quite a good turnout, right? You were saying.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. I had heaps of family and friends and members of the public coming to see the show, so I would encourage everyone until the 30th it's on. So if you have time, the gallery's open Thursdays till Sundays, 11 till 5 p.m. So definitely pop in and see the show.
I'll definitely pop by. So your show is titled Uncanny Archives and explores this transient sentiments of home within the broader Australian landscape. Can you elaborate on this concept? Like, what was the inspiration behind you exploring this?
Yeah, so basically for the past few years I've been looking at this idea of the uncanny within the broader Australian landscape and kind of these ideas of home. I think that it's obviously something really relatable to people, the idea of feeling connected to place, but then also within an Australian context, that kind of simultaneous disconnect that can occur. So for example, I've moved homes multiple times, and it's kind of like that feeling when you go back and revisit
your childhood home.
But it's no longer yours. So it's kind of like that simultaneous feeling of this is really familiar and comforting, but then you can also feel that isolation and alienation that happens simultaneously. Yeah.
That's so interesting that you mentioned that, because there's that duality of your work where, you know, it's very recognizable, these typical classic Australian iconography,
which
many of the viewers would be able to relate to, yet there's that same sense of kind of alienation and strangeness.
Definitely, and I think that's really important, having those iconic sorry, it took me a second, iconic symbols like the Holden Ute, also kind of the washboard house or the Banksia, and I often use really familiar symbolism, but then I'll kind of change the colours or the line work in the painting so people go, oh, that's really familiar, but it removes the context for that icon, and so then people are going, that's familiar, but also what exactly am I looking at? Where is it? What's the kind of context for this? So like a house will be sitting in a really like moody blank backdrop. Yeah. And then you'll also have like the Banksia in these really strange colors. So it's also that thing of like, I guess, Australia and the landscape being really strange and a really new country. And this idea of us settling and having these homes that we've built on the Australian landscape. But then I guess going back through that history, there is that darker Australian history and those darker undertones that carry through.
Is that what you're hoping that viewers take away?
So I really want the viewer to feel that sense of familiarity and comfort, but I also want them to recognize that maybe this landscape is isolating or has those darker undertones as well. And those two feelings can kind of coexist in the same space.
Yeah, that's such an interesting notion. So you drew on your own like personal experience, like your childhood.
Yeah.
You mentioned like, you know, the old rusty you and playing with childhood, like in your
domestic
animals. The typical classically Australian, the rural kind
landscape,
of environment.
Yeah.
Is that was it your own memories, and as you mentioned before, changing houses, that was kind of like,
yeah, so basically a lot of them are based on kind of this idea of the archives, so going back through memories, and I did actually go back and revisit those places, so Goulburn and Narrabri, Gunnedah, my grandparents' farm, and I went there and did these sketches and kind of studies, and then bringing them back into the studio. So I think there's that contrast of I guess kind of a representation of the memory. So that's why a lot of the paintings especially have that removal of context, because it's meant to be about like how your memory changes over time. It might become altered, fragmented, and you don't quite remember certain details, but then other things come really clearly to you. So yeah. Then other aspects in the paintings are really clearly defined. Yeah.
I feel like that's so such a relevant concept, especially now, like when, I mean, obviously we're very fortunate in Australia in terms of we've kind of returned to a sense of normalcy. However, you know, overseas, you know, you always think of pre-COVID times, pre like pandemic and everything. So
I mean, I think, yeah, it's definitely that thing of everyone can relate to that thing of nostalgia, returning to home, childhood memory, but also that isolation people are feeling at the moment, I think is really raw. So
there's nothing like quite as strange as seeing like your childhood home and then like these strangers kind of in it, and you're like, oh
exactly.
You know, you've spent like years, and it's such a like influential part of a person's life, you know, it's where you shape your character.
Yeah, our identities are really shaped through place, and I think that's really massive in my work, talking about how place really informs your perception of yourself, and then what that like does to your psyche, I suppose, like when you are removed from those places or don't feel connected to place anymore. So yeah it's definitely like having that conversation around isolation and familiarity.
So you explore this concept through two mediums, right? Painting and sculpting.
Ceramics, yeah.
So was this like an intentional choice using two mediums, or was it like subconscious? How important was that in exploring this kind of idea?
Yeah, so I originally started off from a painting background purely, but then later on I discovered ceramics, and I think it's a really beautiful way of extending the painterly form. And the ceramics is really like a way to kind of bring the painting into a more expanded field. So there was definitely a conversation happening between, for example, the Banksias, which I made and glazed, and then the Banksia paintings and also paintings of home on the wall. And I really want the viewer to come in and kind of have that duplicity and that experience of like the physicality of the sculpture being in the space as well as the paintings. I think the ceramic element brings something to the show that, you know, wouldn't be possible with just paintings. And I think it's also really interesting, some of the commentary I've had from people around that, you know, that Banksia, for example, looks really familiar, but also is that coral, or is that, I think one of my neighbors said that looks like something out of Avatar, because he's like, that's so uncanny. It looks really familiar, but the colors are obviously not traditional. So then that's a
twist.
There's that interplay.
So where can we see this incredible exhibition? Tell us the details.
When's
it open? When's it available?
Definitely come and check out the show. It's Thursday through to Sunday at Artsite Galleries, 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. The show finishes up on the 30th of May. So if you can, definitely get in and pop in and see it. And you're more than welcome to kind of ask the curator, Madeline, about the concepts, and you'll really get a good feel for the show, I think, by being in the space.
Yeah, I suppose that's another thing. We're so lucky here that we can actually go in person and see, you know.
Totally.
See your ceramics, see your artwork, and that interplay, which very, very exciting stuff. Thank you so much for joining us. That was Lisa Corrett talking about her debut solo show, Uncanny Archives, at the Artsite Galleries. All information about the show and Lisa can be found on our website at 2ser.com.